Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to the Finessa Empowers podcast. I am Dr. Finessa, empowerment coach, author, and founder of Experience Creative. Our topic for today is conquer your uncomfortable. The scripture reference comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 29. And I'm reading from the New International Version, and it reads, "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. Have you ever wanted an easy life? Is it bothersome when situations come to challenge your comfort zones? Mae West, an American actress and singer, once said that, "I never said life would be easy. I only said it would be worth it." Life can definitely challenge our comfort zones. Although I don't like being uncomfortable, I do believe that life challenges help us to grow. Conversely, our comfort zones are dangerous and detrimental to that growth. Comfort zones are where excuses and unrealistic expectations fester and breed like a fungus. Comfort zones are also where dreams and creativity go to die. Comfort zones remind me of a biblical story in Acts 3 about the lame man begging Peter and John for money at the gate called Beautiful. Now, this story intrigued me because of the name of the gate, Beautiful. The gate was called Beautiful because of the Corinthian bronze that exceeded the value of the other gates adorned with silver and gold. I'm not sure why the lame man chose this gate to beg for money, but it reminds me of our comfort zones. Comfort zones appear valuable and beautiful because of how they make us feel at ease and safe. Yet comfort zones can deter or completely destroy our destiny if we stay there too long. So why do we have comfort zones? Fear of the unknown is a major factor. Also, our environment and the people we're connected to may influence our comfort zones as well. Nevertheless, I believe that to challenge your comfort zones, you need to conquer your uncomfortable. Conquering your uncomfortable means facing your fears. It means throwing caution to the wind and refusing to listen to the negative voices that tell us what we can and cannot do. It means pursuing a dream that seems impossible. It means overcoming a challenge that appears insurmountable. But how do we do that exactly? Only when we dare to trust God with our desires and circumstances and listen for His voice when He tells us to come. We can be like Peter, who dared to step out of the boat and walk on the water when Jesus asked him to come. As long as Peter believed he could walk on water, he was successful. But when he began to worry about the winds and became afraid of the circumstances around him, he began to sink. But even in his fear, Peter cried out to the Lord, and Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter. Fear is debilitating, but God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Fear doesn't come from God, it comes from the enemy. Let me tell you, there are five things that we can do to conquer our uncomfortable, and they are: identify what makes you uncomfortable, evaluate why it makes you uncomfortable, pray and cast your cares upon the Lord and know that God is concerned about everything that concerns you. Find and speak aloud. Scriptures are positive affirmations that will transform your thinking about your uncomfortable. And lastly, trust God. When we are able to identify the sources of our uncomfortable, we can address it and change the way we think about it. So have you identified what makes you uncomfortable? I challenge you today to find out what that is and why it makes you feel that way. Also, we tend to think about all the things that will go wrong in our circumstances or when we face the unknown. Let's change our perspective and list all the things that will go right. No matter what, God's got us. He will perfect everything that concerns us, and He promises that all things work together for our good. This has been your empowering moment with Dr. Finessa. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Finessa Empowers podcast. If you would like to experience more of my devotionals, you may purchase my books at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or on my website at finessaempowers.com. And check out my first and second single, Standing and Shift, from my poetry album, Naked and Unashamed, that will be released in full in April, available on iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, and Amazon Music. And if there are any topics you would like for me to discuss, connect with me on my website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And remember, it only takes one moment to change your life. You have the power within to expose and empower the awesome in you. Share your awesomeness with the world and facilitate change.